No wonder everything was declared to be good, because the news was good from that age. Until man himself took the ambience created for him as the crown of God's work. And so to turn life into existence with its crawling shadows, mysterious and frightening. The time from then on seemed to roll forward to nothing but death. Many wise men of other cultures concluded that time simply rolled back upon itself, that it moved in a circle. But there was one people to whom God sent prophets, and they talked about a Lord who would and who could keep promises given at one time and fulfill them later on. That stretched out the circle into a line. Every seventh day was the Sabbath. Each week had its goal toward the Lord. It was instituted in part to foreshadow a time in which the Creator himself would invade time and bring the great age of Shalom to redeem existence from all its tyranny. And it is about that moment that we read in our text that time has been fulfilled. Now, how does one fill up time? How does the fullness of time come about? Except through him who created it. At the fullness of time, God undertook his maximum effort in order to reconcile the world unto himself. At that moment, the fullness of time had come, and time no longer flowed like a stream carrying us up. This moment was preceded by long centuries of divine pedagogy. A special people had been raised up among the nations of the world to show what it meant to live in obedience to God's revealed law. The nations might have been impressed if that had happened. But instead of obedience, there was grumbling and arrogance and rebellion, exile and oppression. That was not yet the fullness of time. God had now come with the arrival of God's own Son as the Creator. He didn't work from this side up. No, he came down very quietly down the back stairs of Bethlehem to introduce a new kind of ruler, the kingdom of God's word. Here there is no bargaining for point. For this man has come to exhibit a new kind of will, one of total, unquestioning obedience. For after all, God's law needed to be kept. And there was no one to do it except this man. And he didn't. Not content with that, he also offered himself as the one who had come to undo the consequences of all that men had done wrong and would continue to do so throughout history. Grace has come at this moment, the fullness of time, to turn existence back into life, to turn bread into hope and tragedy into joy. Time had reached its full measure with the infusion of the rule of God's grace, full and free. Can you think of any better response to that glorious moment, to all of the good news from that point, except that of repentance? turning about implied in repentance means the trusting of the incredibly good news that such a rule of grace is at work even among us. It beckons to us on every first page of our New Testament. Repent and trust. Repent and trust the good news. So with the fullness of time, a new order of being came into existence, and we live each day in the fullness of that time. For it is the age of God's great matter. Repent and trust the good news. Amen. Good morning.